Whilst you were doing the Barton Sleep recordings, you've written in your blog that so much hard work goes on behind the scenes to build this sense of community. And I suppose one of those things was the Barton Street recordings itself, kind of almost kind of building this sense of community by perhaps kind of uploading these things for people to see on YouTube. Can you describe some of the community building activities you saw and the difference that they made in people's lives whilst you worked on Barton Street?
Well, I think it was seeing all that invisible infrastructure, you know, that sense of community groups, the Friendship Cafe, for example, and that they provided a space for people to come and have meetings and teach the younger people. You know, they'd have activity groups, language groups, the Saturday school thing, where you'd have a younger generation, parents could send the younger generation to learn, you know, Arabic or to learn Polish, learn more about their own cultures. There was Gloucester FM that do their sort of FM, local community radio. If you walk down the street, all these things are invisible because you don't see it. But when you do a project like this, you start to realize how much time people put in to building their community. And that if they weren't doing that, people weren't doing that, then, you know, it'll all sort of kind of, one could imagine it would all sort of dissipate away. So how important that was, you know, that pride in the community and making the effort to sort of, I don't know, pass something between the generations maybe.